The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
Mindy's stepping on the music. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, family. Welcome in. Welcome back. Back in California. You had a rough trip home. Let's chat about that a little bit. A flight day.
We have the worst luck.
Yeah.
Almost every time we fly, we have something. Last time was a 5-hour layover. The way home from Florida was 2.5
Yeah.
Hour layover.
It was long enough that they had to change our other flight.
Yeah.
Our connecting flight.
Connecting flight. Yeah. So 2.5 hours in the airport.
Yeah. So we dropped you off. And then Mindy convinced me to go to Trader Joe's afterwards because we were kind of out there, right? Mm-hmm. So we did. And then we got home and then...
put all the groceries away.
We were texting about something and you guys were texting.
Yeah.
Something. You were texting Mindy. I was like, how are they texting? Did they pay for Wi-Fi on the plane? Because you should have been on the plane.
Yeah. Like...
well, we weren't. We were still waiting in the airport.
And then David's so rude. For some reason, sometimes his phone won't text me directly. So then he's texting me through our group chat, another group chat.
It's the only way they went through.
I'm like, David, they don't want to hear.
That was when we were on the plane and we sat on the plane for a minute. And for some reason,
I totally forgot about that.
The air conditioning on this particular plane wasn't working while the engines weren't up. And that was one of the issues was, their starter on one side of the engines wasn't working. So they couldn't get engines going.
Were you guys dying of heat?
So it was like, at first everyone's starting to sweat. And the next thing you know, like, they're like, if you want to get off, we're going to let you guys off if you want to. And then they just deboarded the whole plane. Cause it was nasty sitting in that, just a metal tube with no air conditioning. It was not nice.
Yeah, I was like, how are you going to make all these people sit on this plane with no AC? David and I did not get seats together. So we're both in the middle between people we don't know. Mm. And I'm just like fanning myself. And I'm like almost to the moment where I'm like, I'm going to get off this plane. I'm going to make a scene. I'm going to be that person. And I'm going to get off. And then, I mean, so many people were complaining. They weren't passing out water. They weren't asking if anybody wanted a cold beverage, like nothing. I'm just like, what are you guys doing in the plane? We sat in the plane for at least an hour, if not longer than that.
Then they deboarded finally after they let a lot of people off. And I kind of just sat there. I'm like, where'd you go?
I left.
And then she had already left. So I was like, all right, I guess I'll get off. And then he's like, everyone off. I'm like, sweet. I was already on my way.
Yeah. But then it worked out. A lot of people got different flights.
Yeah.
And then the plane was less full when we finally left. And then David and I did get to sit together and have three seats to ourselves. So that was a positive. I mean, I complained. I got a voucher.
Good.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Good. Yeah, good. That's an opportunity to get some benefit from sitting for an hour in the heat. And then how long did it take for you to get back on the plane after they let you off?
It was like an hour and a half, I think.
Wow.
I really think we sat on that plane for almost 2 hours and then it was about 45 minutes off the plane. And then they made everybody line up again. It was Southwest. So then we lined up again and they were like, hey, please be courteous and take your same seat.
They also moved us gates because we had started to back up. So now we're on a different gate as well. So we're in a different location than when we were initially. It was pretty weird.
That's
It was a crazy day. And then, of course, our connecting flight then had to be later.
Yeah.
And normally our connecting flight, we were supposed to have like an hour layover. We walked right to boarding.
Yeah. Then we were afraid we were going to miss that. So we ran to that, didn't have time to eat in between, and planes don't feed you anymore. So then we sat on that plane and we had no food, didn't have time to get food. So that also sucked.
I bet wow. when you got home, you were like, let's get food right away.
Yeah, I think we got...
We were supposed to. So we were like, Stephanie's like, hey, In-N-Out, you know, off of Sand Canyon. Yeah. We get off the freeway there. The line is so long. It's almost to the exit of the freeway.
Yeah.
Wow.
You couldn't even turn right to go to In-N-Out. So then we just went straight.
And we ended up going home.
We went to Jack in the Box, I think.
Right by our house, yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well.
So it was like a 13, 14 hour day.
Because wasn't it like 8 o'clock? I know we were had to be there by, because wasn't your flight like supposed to be 9 or?
Yeah, I think we got there
at 8
or we left by 8. Yeah. So
we left this house at 7.
And then we got home at 5 here, which would have been 8. So 12 hour day.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. That's why I told Jason, I'm like 8 to 8. I'm like, oh my God, that was a long day.
I'm just glad it was Saturday and we had all of Sunday to kind of recover.
That was definitely the best choice we made.
And still went out for karaoke.
Well, by that time we needed a drink. So
I bet. All right. Well, let's get into the things to ponder.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
When have I ever been pondering what you've been pondering?
That's right, never. All right, so we went over this a little bit before so you guys could be briefed on it a bit. And the thing to ponder is, have you ever thought of why people are so afraid of aging gracefully? And when I'm talking about this, I don't think it's mostly celebrities, right? Because they can afford to invest in not aging gracefully, I guess. But it ends up looking like some weird science project at the end of it, right? Because I think they sort of get addicted to it. I could be wrong, but I think they sort of get addicted to it. And I think then you also, maybe it changes the lens of how they see themselves. Because when I look at them, I go, wow, you look like a freak. And I'm being a little harsh and I apologize. But and I don't think they see themselves that way. But anyway, have you ever thought about that? And are you afraid of that?
Yeah, I think I am a little bit, just based on, you know, I've had Botox and Mindy really, I think I've said this before, really kind of helped me with more of like my skincare, you know, like wearing moisturizer. I never really did that before. And so I really hate wrinkles for sure. on my forehead. So I'm always like really conscious of it. And
I've been helping Jason with his too. I've been rubbing it in every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see older women sometimes and I'll see flaws, you know, flaws are just getting older. And I'm like, oh man, I never want that. So I definitely have like a fear of getting certain things. I mean.
Yeah. The other day she said something about gray hair would freak her out.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's really going to bum me out.
I have a feeling the next time I grow my beard, it's going to be way more gray.
Do you have a fear of like being all gray?
No, I don't have. I mean, I have a little bit. I wanted to lessen it a little bit as long as possible. So I, you know, have some shampoo beard wash.
Yeah.
That like kind of colors my beard. Doesn't really do that much.
It's like a tinted beard wash. Yeah.
It doesn't do a crazy amount. I'm not like straight coloring my hair. I think many actors have proved, especially in the guy category, that the salt and pepper hair is fine and women like it still. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Thank you, George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's aging gracefully. Most men do. There's only a few out there that have, you know, overdone it on the plastic surgery. What's the guy's name?
Well, he used to be a wrestler.
Older actor. He played a wrestler. I think played in the movie The Wrestler.
Oof, talk about someone who's gotten work.
He had work. Stallone did, yeah. You could tell that his nose is not the same as it once was.
His face is like lifted.
What is that guy's name? He was in the movie The Wrestler.
Mickey Rourke.
Yes. That's funny. We're all thinking the same person.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zac Efron recently has too, and it looks a little weird.
It looks like he got his chin widened.
Why do
I think he always had like a baby face? I mean, obviously, I'm just speculating, but yeah, it looks like he got his chin done.
Yeah,
make him look more adult because he had, I think he had a baby face, but it looks terrible.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, I don't know if he had the dimple in his chin. Now he does. It's a little weird looking.
Let's add that.
I am going to have to look that up. Maybe Mindy can bring it up so we can check it out. It's not really something that you see a lot of guys in Hollywood or not Hollywood have a complex about. Mostly it lands on ladies. So that I can see it. Oh my God, totally looks different.
Yeah.
He does look different.
I mean, and maybe he thinks like, oh, it's slight, but no, bro.
It's noticeable.
No, it definitely looks different. Oh yeah, he definitely had some chin work. What was wrong with his chin before? Everybody thought he was the cutest thing ever. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't want to be cute anymore.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you mentioned Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna looks atrocious.
She looks like a cat. She looks like, you know, those people that have plastic surgery to look like cats.
Yep.
She looks like a
kitty cat.
She looks like an old Chinese woman.
Yeah, he definitely had some chin work because he had a very narrow, pointy chin. See, and it's definitely like squared.
Do you think it's just muscles?
Or when you age, does your face change like that? I don't know.
I mean, I think maybe. Maybe some steroids, you know? I know steroids can shape your...
Well, it definitely makes your head bigger.
Yeah. I mean, he got ripped for one of those movies. Well, he did a wrestler movie, right? And he got really... Yep.
He just did that. But he also got big for the Baywatch movie.
Yeah. Never saw it.
So he could be steroids. I mean, it's pretty legendary that Barry Bonds' head got bigger. The more he did steroids, Barry Bonds is the baseball player.
I think his hat size went up like triple or something. It's a lot. His head size went up. So, and it makes your balls smaller, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Your balls went to your head. So, I mean, maybe it is an actor thing. You know, they do things for roles. They do things for their jobs. I mean, who knows? But I do think it's, I mean, you expressed it, Stephanie. You're a little concerned about it. I think we all are. I think the biggest concern for guys, David probably can relate to this, is that you start to see a little more hair in the drain, you know, from the top of your head. And my forehead's gotten much larger. You know, you just kind of hold on to it as long as you can. I worry about that. I mean, I don't want to lose my hair. I have a pretty decent head of hair.
I'm with you on that one. I have a good head of hair. And I started using shampoo that's meant to not lose hair or to thicken it back up.
Yeah. I still looks all right, but you know, if I start to lose it though, I've already decided that I'll just go back to shaving it like I used to. I don't have a problem with that. It doesn't really bother me that much. What about you, Mindy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely older now, so I am starting to see all of those things happen and it sucks. I'm just going to be real. It sucks. Mm-hmm. Like your hair starts to get gray. I'm really gray on the sides. I mean, I color my hair. That's no secret, but I, you know, it used to be where I could go maybe a couple months before I had to color. And now it's like every month. And so, so that sucks as a woman because it's really not as accepted as it is in men, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's really hard to color your hair as a guy because you also grow facial hair and it won't match. One will look very dark compared to the other. And it looks strange.
I don't think that's true because a lot of men's beard doesn't match their hair.
It does, though. It kind of transitions the right way. If you do a quick, just the top of your head, the transition will be not there. It'll just go, it'll be like a line. It'll just look weird.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that I notice at my age is that your muscle tone starts to leave. Mm. So if I were to offer one piece of advice to anybody is make sure you're like, you don't have to lift weights to be a muscle person, but definitely lift them to be toned because you definitely lose that especially as women, you know, you go through the change, you lose your estrogen, you lose, you know, all those things that we take for granted. And once it leaves, so does everything else. Your muscle tone.
You got to maintain. It's a little harder to maintain.
Weight.
It's like a job. Yeah. Hey, weight. You guys are probably experiencing that a little bit even. I know that I did. As soon as I hit 40, 45 especially, it was like, oh, now I got this little extra going on around here. I got to work a little harder to keep it off.
Definitely harder to keep it off. Diet. I mean, before I just had to do one thing, add, you know, walking or add running or whatever, and I lose weight quick. Now I have to do both. I have to do it, and I have to make sure I stay on a diet. If I cheat once, it's like, oh, I'm gonna feel that for a couple months.
Yeah, I'm with David on that. Like, used to be I could eat anything, and now I could look at pasta and it'll attach itself to my waist.
Looking at it.
So, yep. where do you think it comes from, and why do you think we resist it so much?
Society.
Yeah. Media, you know, how they say. Yeah. People also say comments, you know, I mean, I don't think gentlemen would understand it, but women, you know, we get comments our whole lives, you know, oh, you should smile or what, and, you know, and you should do this and you should do that. And, oh, you should watch your weight. And, you know, we get that all the time. So I think that really bears down on women is like just the comments that people say, that strangers, and you're just like, what? It's crazy that even happens, but it does. And I think that has a lot to do with it too.
I think it's a lot of pressure more on women because we're told that men won't look at you. You hear it too in talk with, you know, just randomly with discussions with other people, you hear the, she's old, or, oh, you know, look at that. Or it's just, you know, and then one day you're there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, well, that sucks.
All those voices are still in your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad. I wish we were a little bit more kind and embraced, you know, age a little bit better, because, it, you know, the older people are smarter. I mean, we know a little bit more. We've got experience. They should be looked up to. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be looked at as a negative or a bad thing. You know, we have advantages over the younger people. We have life experiences. We make more money. You know, there's all these things we have advantages over. We shouldn't feel bad because we're older. It's kind of sad. I wish it was different, you know, but
yeah,
maybe we'll change it. I mean, when we start looking at all these celebrities and how like distorted they look, and oh, like it doesn't land well. If you're trying to counteract, you know, growing old with plastic surgery and stuff like that, when you finally arrive at that destination, old age, it doesn't look right. If you've been trying to fight it, it just looks like you've been fighting it and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, everyone does lose to time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's really interesting too, when you're watching these celebrities try to counter it, but there really is no counter for it. And so, like, you know, and like I said, I'm looking at that right now, you know, straightforward. And so I'm thinking, you know, especially with my hair, right? I'm like, well, what do I do? And I see all these ladies now that are doing these really cool gray tones and stuff like that. But you got to spend a lot of money to get it. Your hair just doesn't
come out that way.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, like our friend Joe, you guys were at the gig, and His lady, she's got gray and it looks really great. She still looks relatively young, but it's definitely gray. I mean, it's definitely gray and like black streaks that she's definitely getting it done, but it's gray hair.
My point to that is, how do you do it gracefully without the extreme?
Yeah, it's true. Without all of a sudden you're an old person.
Yeah. Try and introduce it a little bit too. I mean, and to women's fault also, you know, we try to hide so many things, you know, colored contacts and fake lashes and bigger lips and, you know, all that. It's, you're kind of putting up this expectation of looks for everybody. You know, have you ever seen a girl at night and then in the morning she has no eyebrows and she has like brown eyes and you thought they were blue and her this tooth is fake. I mean, you know, whatever. So I think, also, as women, we shouldn't give those high expectations of unrealistic looks either. That's also kind of whoever is doing that's fault.
Great point.
Before we had this discussion, you were going to say something about work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, when you brought this up, it's so crazy because there's this, I think she's in her 20s. But then again, I think like everybody's in their 20s. But she seems like a relatively young girl. And I found out today, like, her teeth are veneers. Her lips are fake. She has fake eyelashes on the top and on the bottom.
Wow.
Her hair is fake. Like, everything about this girl is fake. And it's just like, how you're, she's already started all of that. And it's like, she has, I'm 38 and she has to be younger than me, like by a bunch. So I'm just like, man, a girl that young is already doing that much to make herself fighting look better. Yeah, that's unnecessary in my opinion. But what, I mean, if that makes her feel better, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, really? I mean,
I don't think we should be afraid to say that when you look at young girls. Is, I mean, gosh, you know, at my age right now, looking back at my younger self, I was pretty, I was gorgeous. Like, enjoy that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And with, yeah. And young girls that are doing that to themselves is
yeah.
Well, just like we all thought we were fat when we were like 110 pounds. Yes,
I know, that's crazy. Mindy has never thought she was skinny enough.
Never.
And she was so thin. It's just, you know, it's
and
crazy.
I look at back at the decades and I go, oh my God, what did I say that for?
Yeah, it's a bummer. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys. That was a really good discussion. I mean, I hope that you both age gracefully. You're both beautiful. You're going to be beautiful in your old age. Don't fight it. Embrace it.
I think the key is to be around people that accept you no matter what.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you are kind of fighting it, it's not like, you know, it's going to happen. Time is going to win, like you said. So you have to do it gracefully in that, even that way of fighting it.
I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah. Like, you don't get plastic surgery where you're getting your lips completely done and
get a facial,
you know, your chin done and jaw redone. You know, why do all that? Just, you know, take care of your skin and let it age as it goes.
Yeah.
Eat right. Stay in shape. Yeah. All those things. Hydrate. Staying in shape is the hardest part for everybody.
That's the battle.
All right, well, let's get into Love Is. Mm. Change the music. Finally. Now I can't mess up. I labeled it.
Oh, nice.
All right. I'll start. All right, so Love Is This. Making sure I have my vitamins. Sitting here editing, and all of a sudden, 26 vitamins get dropped. And I'm like, I'm exaggerating.
It wasn't, but it was a lot. And he's like, what are you? Wow.
And she says to me, you don't have to take them all at once. Take them throughout the day.
We're sitting here all day.
All right. That's love.
Was one of them hymns?
There's a lot of things for hymns.
Yeah, but I think he knows which one I'm talking about. Yeah.
No, he has no
problem. I don't have a problem with that, and also didn't need it in the middle of the day at my desk.
She's like, take this whenever you're ready.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night.
Nooner.
I have a love is.
Okay.
Love is, almost to what we were actually talking about, is allowing your spouse to have whatever hair, cut, color, you know, style they want, and still saying they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snaps
to that.
Good one. I like it. David?
Love is when I'm putting sunblock on my face or an area I can't really see. And she makes sure I'm good. She doesn't let me leave with it, you know, just a white streak on my nose. It's like I wiped a white booger all over my face. She takes care of a blurg. Yeah,
let me get that blurg for you.
Yeah, chuggy. All right.
Love is Jason will go to the couch, and we have a pretty nice couch, and he'll realize that he's got shorts on that sort of snag the couch. Yeah. He will go and take them off.
Change.
That's and love. Change.
It's not necessarily love for her. That's love for the couch that we paid a lot of money for.
And his life.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Well, that was Love Is. Nice job, everybody. Now we get into this. All right. Since I started that round, I'll start this one. All right, my spouse.
Oh boy.
Does not let go of something, even when we, if we have other things to do and need to move on. Here's my story. And this is just one example because there's many. Mm-hmm. And she gets irritated that I'm the opposite way. But we've had the same iTunes account forever, both of us. And it causes problems. Some of our phones ring at the same time. iCloud storage is the same. She gets mad because all of a sudden one of my documents shows up on her computer. And that was what spooled it. So she's, I've got to fix this. There's no fixing it. We know there's no fixing it. And if I had done my own iTunes account, I wouldn't have had Final Cut and all those apps that we paid for. You get to, you know, use them several times or download them.
This is getting long.
Anyway, so she's an hour and a half trying to figure this out. Couldn't figure it out. I'm like, Mindy, we've got to move on. My spouse. That was long. I apologize. I went overboard. That was a pile on.
Go ahead, Seth.
Okay. My spouse likes to critique how I park the truck in the driveway every time I park it there.
Mm.
It's never perfect.
No rebuttal. So
there's something wrong with it.
I love it. It's a great segment.
My spouse. He has a certain look on his face when he's half paying attention to me. I'm speaking to him, but I can tell through his eyes he's got something better he needs to be doing besides listening.
Yeah. No rebuttals.
My spouse.
My spouse, the one-time dog hater, just randomly gets us a third puppy. And I couldn't say no. She wouldn't even let me. She just passed it on by. I said no. It still happened.
Love it.
My spouse.
Letting me bring home a new puppy.
What is that? All right, we got to talk about that a little bit. So we saw Jameson.
Yep.
Boy. Mm-hmm. Cutest one you have, by the way. I like the kind of yellow, right? It's like a yellow lab color.
Yeah.
So where'd you find this dog? How'd you end up with a third dog?
So our friends, will you get Jameson while I tell the audience?
Sure.
Our friends, good friends, Frank and Nancy, they have five or six dogs. They have a Walmelon, two Cane Corsos, two Frenchies, and three cats. They're just animal lovers, really, is what it comes down to. Love animals. Their Frenchies had a litter of nine.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
fit that many.
Yeah. No, that's that one didn't make it during baby birth, but nine. So they had eight. And, you know, at first they were selling them for like $1,000. And, you know, where we live out here, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I'll give you three, you know. Those jackasses. So he was having a hard time selling them.
Oh.
And my cousin unfortunately lost their dog. And then I was telling them about the Frenchies, my cousin Andrea, and they ended up buying four of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Between them, their mom, and their sister, the whole family bought one. So. Ow, long hair. So Frank and Nancy were gracious enough to give us a little finder's fee.
That beautiful dog. I think that dog is gorgeous. Yeah, I mean,
dog I was trying to get Steve to buy for a very good price, and he said no. Doesn't she look like a little Lexi?
Or he?
Sorry, I keep calling it a she because our last puppy. Was a girl.
So cute, so calm. Oh my goodness, what a good temperament.
Yeah,
he is very chill. He sleeps all day, which is lovely. You just grab him and he falls asleep. He'll probably fall asleep right now in David's arms. If you're not watching this on YouTube, get on YouTube when you go home.
Is he going to be big? Because he puppy, that's...
I know he looks rather
like
big.
He's going to be big, maybe. Or is that it?
I think so. He's got big paws and he has a big head like Fitz has. And I don't know if our viewers have seen Fitz. Lily's mad because he's not down there.
Yeah, she's mad.
But it's also working out. We wanted to get a third one because Fitz is our oldest. He's four. He's, you know, big old tank, big old head, big old paws, very low to the ground. And he doesn't want to play. He can't jump. He can't. Yeah, we're talking about you, buddy. He can't play. He can't jump. And so now Lily, our other puppy, who is a year and a half, now she has a playmate. And Fitz is left alone. Come here, bud.
Well, that is, Jameson is very handsome. Oh yeah, Fitz has a way bigger head.
He's a big boy now.
Oh, he's growling. I love that. He's so cute with his little stupid growl.
Yeah. So we got a third dog, and this is from the girl who almost fought people for saying she hated dogs.
Yeah. Look at that.
He does not like to be held.
Fitzy, what are you doing?
No, he does not. He's such a good dog. Such an attitude. I love him. I almost had a slip up. I haven't told Mindy this.
What?
I was talking to Chelsea, the person who does my hair, does Mindy's hair too. And I was talking about, we got our pit bull. And I had this weird moment where I think I want to get another dog. But I've since rethought about it. But I was like, Blue's getting older. It might be good to have a puppy for Blue to, you know, not influence in a bad way because he's a prick. But
yeah,
I was like, we're home. Because that's one of the biggest worries you have, right? We're home now. So we'd be able to watch the dog while it's growing up
and train it. Cause I know you guys have always really been animal savers, right? You've always gone to the pound and, you know, saved a dog, especially cause you guys get pit bulls. I mean, they would have ultimately, if nobody else saved them like you did, maybe been put down. So that's always been a beautiful thing that you guys have done.
Thank you. And for this time around, I want to get a puppy, but so we could really mold it and shape it into not being, you know, the butthole that Blue can be. He's a great dog, but he has one bad habit, just one bad habit. And it's not a good bad habit for a pit bull to have. So, other than that, he's such a sweetheart. But
we hope you guys get a Frenchie if and when you ever do. Just know they don't swim.
they sink, probably.
You know, so does pit bulls.
Their butt sinks.
Yeah. Well, their head, and a lot of times their heads are so heavy. I know Blue's got a big old head. Mm-hmm. He's a good swimmer, but a lot of times they just go forward. So
his butt just falls though. All right. Well, let's get into trivia. So we are bringing trivia.
Were we doing my dog or was that?
No, my dog will be next in the future.
Gotcha.
So we're doing trivia then Origins.
Oh yeah, we have Origin too.
We can do Origins next time.
You want to do it next time?
We should tell our listeners, right? We're gonna make these. We know a lot of times when you're listening to a podcast, it's, you know, on the way to somewhere or back, and so we feel like it'd be better for our listeners to make these episodes a little shorter so they can catch the beginning and end in one.
So let's do that next time, David. If you don't mind, you can just kind of save it for next time. I think this has been pretty good. We still got trivia left, so we're gonna bring trivia back. We used to do it a long time ago. We loved doing it here while you guys were here, so we're gonna switch it up a little bit. So the one side of it will host, and so you guys will be competing against one another, and then the next week we'll swap that. That way it's fair. There's no delay advantage, right?
Right.
So we're going to do five questions. Mindy and I are going to alternate asking you the questions.
So is it going to be just...
Keep track of your scores.
Which couple wins? I mean...
Yes, three out of five.
Yeah, I don't know how we would do that. I guess you would be David, just keep track of your wins. So if David or Stephanie wins, they'll have to keep track of their win and vice versa when it gets to our side.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
David, hit me that whiteboard. Can you reach it?
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay. Mindy, first question. Okay. Wait till they're ready. They disappeared. They're gone.
Do I need to write? Who gets it? Gets it right?
This is how you get it, folks.
Oh, they're keeping track of their own scores.
Okay, good.
Doing it. All right.
And we will do the same next week. And then we'll just keep this running tally. You know, we used to do these recap shows and we would say who won for like the year and such. So
that was always so cool that you did that year end recap. I know it was a lot of work.
Yeah, so we can still do that and see who won the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. All right, here we go.
Well, this trivia I found, this will make you feel really good because I found it on PragerU Kids. This is about how much do you know about America?
America.
Oh, I'm going to be great at this.
Yeah, I think I would suck at it.
Okay, first one up. Abraham Lincoln was the first president from which political party? A, Republican. B, Independent. C, Democratic.
David? Republican?
David, that is correct.
Nice job, David. All right, next question. Which state's capital city is named after the father of the Constitution? Is it A, Nebraska, B, Kansas, or C, Wisconsin?
Stephanie. A.
It is not Nebraska. Remember the hosts get a point as well.
Say the other three again.
The other two.
It's Nebraska. You said Nebraska.
She said Nebraska, so the choices are Kansas or Wisconsin.
Oh.
Do you want me to repeat the question or Jason?
Yeah, which state's capital city is named after the father of the Constitution?
Oh, the capital city of that state. Okay. And I have...
Kansas or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
That is correct. It is Wisconsin. Wisconsin is named after James Madison, America's fourth president and the father of the Constitution.
I thought it was Jefferson.
I thought it was Jefferson as well, as the father of the Constitution.
Jefferson, Nebraska, or whatever I said.
Okay. You know what, Stephanie? I thought it was Nebraska as well, because I took this, and that was my answer as well.
So you failed.
I did.
That question, yeah.
All right, next question. What is the name of the document America used to declare its independence from Britain?
Stephanie. The Bill of Rights.
That would be incorrect.
David.
Do you want your choices?
No, I got it. Declaration of Independence.
That is correct.
Wow. Somebody's getting dominated here. All right.
Oh, he's getting dominated.
Slapping my hand. He's slapping my hand. Trying to take control of her trackpad.
I got it.
All right. Fill in the blank. The first part of the Constitution, called the preamble, begins with the phrase, we the
70 blank. People.
Correct.
That is correct.
Nice.
You got one.
All right. Last question, guys. In 1775. Americans needed someone to lead the fight for independence against Britain. Congress
unanimously chose Washington as the commander-in-chief of what army?
A, the Civil Army. B, the Congressional Army.
73. C,
that would be incorrect, Stephanie.
Incorrect.
Can I have the other choice?
C was the Continental Army.
That one. Continent.
That is correct.
All right, David. 4-1. We didn't get any points on that. By the way, the host does still get a point. So you gotta include the host in that as well. But David, you did great. 4-1. Nice job. Put it on the board.
On the board.
We're gonna tally it. Good job, David.
So how's this gonna work?
Because I'm going to dominate every single one. Is that what you're curious about?
No, you're not going to dominate.
No, see, it's fair because they had a chance and then they're going to do the same for us. And we have a chance. So every week we'll tally different scores. So David won this week. Stephanie has 1 point though. So if you add it up throughout over time, she may do better next time. And
yeah, we're going to add out number of questions you answer correctly, not wins overall, right? Not, I wouldn't get 1 point for winning this.
See? Oh. And we can just maybe at the end of a month sort of go, who won? And it's probably going to be very...
Do you guys remember who answered the most questions last week?
Me.
Mindy did.
Do you I'll remember go how back many? And listen.
Yeah, we got to listen to find out and get that added to this tally.
I'll do that. Okay.
She got like she got like 4 or 5 right. We did 10 questions, I think. So
yeah,
perfect. That's the way we're going to do it. Oh, good job. Well, that concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. A little 40-minute show. I like it. And David will have his origin stories. We'll make sure we write that down for next podcast.
Mm-hmm. You still have a cheers?
Looking I do forward. Have a cheers.
Good. All right, let's get this cheers going. Make sure you do like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit us at lowtreestudios.com. David, take us away, man.
Okay, here's to being single, seeing double, sleeping triple, and having multiple.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Even multiple. Though none of us are single.
Usually.
None of us are doing any of that. Cheers.
Uh-huh. Well, the last one is the one I want to have, the only one.
Yeah, multiple. Nobody's sleeping triple. You guys are probably sleeping triple. If you wanted to. You could take it. You're your own boss. You could be like, you know what, Mindy, go ahead and sleep in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got gotcha. You. That's true. I could sleep triple. Yes.
That is true. We could sleep triple. I thought it meant sleeping with three people. Triplets? Triplets. That's what I thought.
No, I think it's, you know, being single, which is not any of us, but seeing double, drinking.
Yeah,
you can do triple a lot, and then multiple orgasms.
I don't really want, I just want one.
Me too.
So into it. You heard that?
Yeah, I'd take just one, I guess. All right. We're going to hang out for a bit. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks. That's right. Thank you for tuning in.
See you next week. Bye.